We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You want to see Loco?
We don't have anything planned for the first segment today, so here's Criss Cross. What is that?
That was the noise they make at the end of this verse. I love this song.
This song was...
Oh, yeah.
Like, you hadn't heard or seen anything like Criss Cross.
This was my realm, too. I was a young, light-skinned dude with long hair.
Weren't they from Atlanta?
Were they from Atlanta?
Are they from Atlanta?
I think they might have been. I just know that, yeah, Criss Cross. I couldn't wear my clothes backwards. But I think I got a little extra loving from the young girls when I was young, too. Now, I'm not saying that. When Criss Cross came out.
Yeah, they were what, like 14?
Yeah, they were 13, puppies. 14. And I was a puppy, too. Oh, my goodness. Sydney Montgomery. I told her about you. You don't like to talk about Sydney. That was my high school love affair.
Sydney.
Oh, Sydney.
Oh, Sydney.
Then she got hit in the face with a wine glass at Georgia Southern. And that ruined her modeling career.
Speaking of wine glasses, Shandell Richardson drinks wine with a straw.
Shandell got hot with me on the text line.
Yeah, man. All right, so we've got the code word coming up for you. I'll do it around 2:05, okay? We'll have your code word, your chance at winning $1,000. And we got a ton of stuff to get to today. Yesterday was a loaded potato. Tomorrow, same thing. Today, same thing. Mark Richt is going to join us tomorrow. I know Hurricanes fans always enjoy hearing from Mark Richt. Should I say that? Maybe. I feel like now, do Hurricanes fans, I've enjoyed talking to him all season long. Do Hurricanes fans like talking to Mark Richt or hearing from him?
I say no.
I think you're wrong on that.
Because you're just thinking about the number two ranking after that 10-0 start.
No, but I think, you know what I thought, just as an aside, I'm going to get into the real stuff here, but we had Blake James on, was it last week or the week before? I mean, we had him on right after the Independence Bowl. And Blake said, I had said to Blake James, you know, a lot of people were like, oh, you're bringing up Blake James, fire his ass or whatever. I happen to like Blake James and I like Manny Diaz. I've made no bones about it. But Blake James... A lot of people put the Al Golden hiring on him, and that wasn't him. That was Kirby Hocutt. Blake James has only hired two football coaches in the history of his tenure at the University of Miami, Mark Richt and Manny Diaz. And we were talking about that with him when he was on, and I said, you know, some people say that you've swung and missed on your coaching hires. And he said, which I agree with, you're crazy if you think the three seasons that we got from Mark Richt was a failure, because look beyond the record. And by the way, there was that number two ranking at one point, and College Game Day was on the campus at one point, and the victory over Notre Dame in Hard Rock Stadium was as electric as I can recall any college game that I've ever been to. That happened under his tenure. But Blake James was saying, hey, look at the indoor practice facility. Like, look at the state of the program beyond what the record's been.
I think that's tough, though, Hawk, because, like, the facilities of Oregon, Florida is amazing right now. I can appreciate it. I don't think the normal fan in Section 304 cares about what's going on
in the facilities. I understand that, but that's why it's important to give some information like that to people that would say, oh, Mark, because what did Mark Richt do? Mark Richt had a bad third season, right?
I would say he's over 500.
Over 500, but he had a bad third season.
Yes.
And decided he didn't want to fire his son. I mean, that it's really like, if you're looking for more context clues than what happened with Mark Richt at University of Miami, I don't think you have to go any further than that.
Yeah.
They wanted him to fire the quarterback's coach, which was his son, and he didn't want to do it. And so he stepped away. But I think that he made great strides for the university. I think it was. And remember, it was coming off Al Golden, right? Yeah.
Like, and that wasn't far past Nevin Shapiro and them either.
It's
been a rough run.
Was the Al Golden era at University of Miami the bowels of the University of Miami football program?
I can go back on Wikipedia and see what the 70s looked like.
Well, after Howard Schnellenberger gave it its original resurgence.
Hands down.
I think because you had all those NCAA sanctions and Al Golden, who was not equipped to lead that program. I don't think Mark Richt comes close to comparing to Al Golden. Mm-mm. Like Mark Richt beat FSU. Right? Al Golden, 5 seasons, never beat FSU.
And Manny has 2 now.
And Manny has 2. So.
No. They're not home runs. I don't know. You're still running the first to see how far that ball went with Manny. Mark Richt was what, a double?
See.
A triple? It's not a home run.
It's going to sound weird. I think the higher was a home run.
Of Mark Richt.
I think the higher was. Now, did the tenure end up being, in other words, was the signing of Ndamukong Suh a home run for the Dolphins?
No.
The signing.
The day of, the excitement, or
the
when he was, no,
well,
no, no,
no, but
he
was the victory,
not,
the
he
claiming,
wasn't dominant.
No, but I'm not asking the tenure. The claiming of there were 32 teams that would have loved Ndamukong Suh's service. Now, maybe not at the price the Dolphins were willing to pay, but take that out of the equation. Them getting Ndamukong Suh, the preeminent defensive player in the league at that time?
Yes.
Right? That's not an overstatement.
No, but best right now, one of the best top 10. I'd say top 10 D tackles in the NFL.
I mean, I think that was a home run, getting him.
But it didn't. In the analogy, though, Mark Richt was not Ndamukong Suh, because at that time, Ndamukong Suh was a top 3. Mark Richt was not a top 3.
He was a top what coach in the SEC? Now, I understand he had worn out his welcome at Georgia. Like, yes. I get it. He had worn out his welcome. You know, very equivalent to Ryan Tannehill, no?
Yeah.
You knew that he was a good coach. Georgia knew he was a good coach. But it wasn't working for them.
Richt was going to win you 10 games. He wasn't going to win the championship.
He was not going to beat Alabama in an SEC championship game. Right? He wasn't. That was the reality of it. But it didn't mean he wasn't successful there.
For us to be going through this and me to put top 10, top 5, top and all that, I can't say home run, no hawk. Because in my mind, home run is championship. Home run is Dabo Swinney
again,
to Clemson.
Again, but you're talking about result. You're talking about result.
Yes.
I'm saying the hiring of Mark Richt. You're the guy in charge of the hiring. There's an SEC coach, a 10-win SEC coach. Your current coach is a Temple retread that has never been able to beat your main rival, and the fan base has turned on, and you need, like, Mark Richt excited the fan base.
Yeah. No,
I know I'm playing a weird game here because I'm saying take out the actual results and give me a grade, but I'm trying to look at him as two different things.
When he signed, everybody was excited because I remember because I'm a Gator, so I look at it from the outside. I just cover the Canes now. When they hired him, they thought, damn, he can win 10 games in SEC. He's going to dominate the ACC.
There was a camp that wanted Butch Davis, but that was it. There was a small camp, I think, that wanted Butch Davis, but most people were down with Mark Richt.
That's y'all's nostalgia. Y'all get stuck in there.
There's still people that want Butch Davis, that would have preferred Butch Davis over Manny Diaz and would love to go get Butch Davis right now over Manny Diaz.
Now look, what's his name? Alonzo Highsmith. He's going to come fix everything.
Well, is he?
I don't know.
Is he? I mean, I
don't know.
I don't know.
I hope so.
I don't know if he is. And, you know, even if Alonzo Highsmith comes, does he fix everything? Like, what are we doing with Alonzo Highsmith? How much time are we giving him? 11 months? Would he get the 11 months? Now, if Manny Diaz got 11 months and no one liked what he did in the first season, so you brought in Alonzo Highsmith, Does Alonzo Highsmith get 11 months? And then if that doesn't work out, we've got to bring in someone now to oversee Alonzo Highsmith?
I don't know. You know what? I was going to answer this question rationally, but I had to go back and think that you Canes fans aren't rational because you're the only ones that believe if you have to go to Miami to understand what Miami's about. That's why y'all love Alonzo Highsmith. Because he went to Miami.
Absolutely. Like,
if it's a Canes thing, you don't understand. Mm-hmm. I've heard that 100 times out of you. When you look at these top universities, Saban didn't go to Alabama. Dabo didn't go to Clemson. The Ohio State folks, I don't even know what the new guy's name. He didn't go to Ohio State, I'm pretty sure. Like, y'all get caught up in, oh, he's Alonzo Highsmith. Oh, that's because he's a Cane thing. Bro, I don't know if he's the best for the program, even though he went to UM. I think that's what y'all get caught up in.
And ladies and gentlemen, that is the perfect example of it's a Canes thing, and you wouldn't understand.
Okay.
Play my rock, you like a hurricane. Let's go. Shut this guy up, because it's a Canes thing, and he doesn't understand. I can't hear from you right now. I got the code word coming up here in a second. Let's go, Solana. What is that? What is this?
Boy.
Turn that off. Killed the whole moment.
I know.
That was.
That what you just said about Solana, I'm guaranteeing his girlfriend said it 100 times.
Like, what did you do? You just killed the whole moment.
Yeah, stop talking.
Man, literally killed the entire moment.
Put your man bun away.
You're supposed to be an asset to the show. I don't know exactly what you were doing there. We were building to crescendo. We have Canes fans all over the place. And I don't know exactly what you were thinking there, but you completely ruined the moment. It's not for you to speak right now. Time for $790 the ticket, super $1,000 cash giveaway. That's called putting baby in the corner.
Put baby in the corner.
I just put baby in the corner. He had his microphone on. He was ready to say something stupid. I had to save him from himself. Time for the ticket, super $1,000 cash giveaway. $1,000 for you. This hour's code word is platform. Platform. Text that right now to 72881. If you text that word and you are the randomly chosen winner nationwide, you will get $1,000. We haven't had we've been doing it just this week.
Yeah.
Did it just start this week? Yeah, so we have not had a winner in the first 2 days. So let's get a winner today. Text the word platform to 72881. Your next chance to win will be the top of the next hour during the Hockman and Crowder simulcast. So about 3:05. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. This is a national contest. Text platform to 72881. All right. I did really want to get into Tua Tagovailoa and Brian Geltzeiler, the Hoops critic from SiriusXM NBA Radio. He's going to join us in about 5-10 minutes, talk Miami Heat and NBA during our 15 minutes of heat. So let's go to the moment-ruining Alejandro Solana for headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Pause up, Papa.
Just give the headlines, buddy.
The Panthers lose 5-2 to the Coyotes last night.
It was such a bad loss for the Panthers. It was such a bad loss for the Panthers. I was talking with Solana before the show. Like, you know, I've been so confident. We're going to have playoff hockey and playoff basketball down here. I'm starting to have doubts. Like, are they even in the top eight in the East?
Not right now, no.
They're on the cusp of being a wild card team. Like, they're, you know, Goldie said it with us. Moeller has said it with us. They need a sustained winning streak, but they can't do what they did last night. The
$70 million goalie's over there cheering.
Yeah, I mean, and Goldie told us yesterday, he said, well, they'll ride Driedger until he loses. Well, that was last night. So you're going to get back to Bobrovsky on Thursday night, and hopefully the $70 million goalie can start doing what he needs to be doing, because I'm starting to get just that first tinge of nervousness when it comes to this Panthers team.
Tinge?
It's a tinge.
We weren't supposed to be on the edge this year.
I agree.
You told me that, huh? I agree. I'm mad at you for telling me that.
I agree. Man, that lineup I think is so good, and the addition of Bobrovsky, I mean, that was the thing that put you over the edge.
Yes.
Like, you went out and got the great goaltending that you needed. So, I don't know. We'll talk maybe tomorrow or Friday. We'll bring on Randy Moeller, Doug Plagans talk a little Panthers hockey because, man, they got to get something going. It was a great crowd last night, too. I went to the BB&T Center last night, took my nephews to the game, and I thought it was going to be a sparse crowd at best. Tuesday night against Arizona, and it was a great crowd. Like, it was a great crowd. Roy Bellamy from Levitard's show, he sat with me, and he's a huge hockey fan, and he said to me, you know what? I think this city is starting to realize this team's got some talent. Like, there was a genuine energy in that building, and you can't skate out of there with that loss last night. Such a bummer. All right, what else you got in the headlines there, Solana?
Speaking of the Panthers, they host Vancouver tomorrow night, BB&T Center, 7 p.m. puck drop.
I was hoping they stay good because whenever I go to a game, they show me on the Jumbotron.
Right, I mean, when that place is full, I mean, you're a celebrity level, what do they call that, a Q rating? Your Q rating will be through the roof.
I'm telling you, man.
They don't show you at the Heat games. At the Panthers games, you're a celeb.
I regret not chugging my beer when they put the camera on me.
Oh, why didn't you do that?
That's the
thing people do, and you could do that better than any of those athletes that have done that.
That was my problem. I could have won the chug off.
How did you screw that up?
You know what? I was lame because I tried to hug my wife and be cute with the kids.
But that's not even you. What are you trying? You're Jim Carrey trying to do a serious role? I mean, you're the beer chug guy.
I know.
What happened?
Come here, baby.
I didn't even
think of
that. That's exactly what you should have done.
And I had a big ass beer in my hand.
That is infuriating.
When's the next home game?
Thursday.
We gotta go.
We're going. Show them on the screen.
Come on.
Dude's gonna crush a couple of beers.
I'm gonna go at it.
What else you got, Solana?
Canes Hoops fell 74-58 to Louisville. UM will host Pitt Sunday at the Watsco Center.
Somebody texts in, if the Panthers don't make the playoffs, does Coach Q get a pass for his first year? No, we gotta hire Alonzo Highsmith. He's going to oversee the Florida Panthers.
It's a Canes thing. Y'all wouldn't understand. That's how good.
Would have been a perfect time to fire off Rocky like a hurricane, but you have really I don't want it. Go to hell. Totally screwed it up. Turn it off. Nobody wants to hear it. More headlines, jackass.
The Heat begin a three-game road trip tonight. Game one is in Indiana. Justice Winslow is back in the lineup, but Eric Spoelstra, the head coach of the Miami Heat, said his minutes will be limited in his first few games back. Pacers, one-point favorites at home.
Pacers, one-point favorites at home.
No Oladipo still.
Right, Oladipo's out.
We do have a date set for his return, by the way, the 29th of January.
Man, I kind of like the Heat.
I do too.
I kind of like the Heat in that game. All right, what else you got, Solandria?
The Heat announced Wade's retirement ceremony will be a 3-day legacy celebration starting with the flashback on Friday. It'll be a look back at Wade's most legendary moments at the AAA. That's a season ticket holders only event. But
look at you, special Solandria.
It will be live on Fox Sports Sun.
And that's going to be in February?
Yes, that's February.
I know you love the season ticket holder events in February.
Season ticket only.
I want to know the person that's never heard that segment before that's just hearing me say that. Why do you keep saying February?
I'm laughing at you.
I know.
Saturday, it'll be the jersey retirement ceremony versus the Cavaliers. We expect LeBron James to be there because...
Does he sound extra loud to you?
He always does that to us.
He sounds extra loud to me.
I don't know why this happens, though.
I don't know
boxes us out. He wants the attention.
He's boxing us out.
He boxes us out.
I can't
get
in the paint in my own show.
He's in there.
I'm supposed to control the paint. He's boxing me out.
I got the bruiser badge.
14 from 14 from the field. He lives in there, man.
Crazy.
Tom Brady posted Instagram this morning that he has more to prove.
Oh, Ben Volen, who covers the Patriots in the NFL from the Boston Globe, he is going to join us at 3 o'clock. And we can talk about what the Dolphins will look like with Tom Brady as the quarterback. Anything else, Solandria?
Yeah, finally, Gina Stewart, who claims to be the world's hottest grandma, has joined the relief efforts in Australia. Anyone who donates more than $10 to select charities will earn a free subscription to her OnlyFans account.
Oh.
What's her name?
Gina Stewart, and on Instagram, she's called the hottest grandma.
So like a GILF.
She's a GILF, yeah.
Any weather, Solana?
Better yeah. Not be Gina Stewart off Google. Let me see. Is that Gina? Let me see. Is it a G or J? Because this.
It's
no,
a G.
That's
J Gina.
Well, I'm looking at that.
Get out of
here.
Ridiculous.
How you spell her name?
Gina. G-I-N-A. Mm-hmm. Space. Stewart. Okay. S-T-E-W-A-R-T. Hottest grandma.
World's hottest grandma. I see
yeah,
right
she's
here.
48.
Whoa. Oh my God! All right, I'll make a donation. I wanna stop the fires.
She's an attractive woman, but she's 48 and she's a grandma. That means she was having babies at 13. I don't wanna kill the mood of everybody right now looking her up, but that means that she's not well raised.
Really, I couldn't tell by looking at some of these pictures. That, like the math, you look at this picture, and you needed to do math to figure out.
Like, she was hungry.
Like, you needed to do math to figure out she might not have been properly raised.
She was hungry in that picture.
Good Lord.
Not everybody chooses.
Don't overthink it, Crowder.
Who are you to judge a gilf?
You have any weather, Solana?
48 yeah. Grandma?
Your Exogen 5-day forecast on 790 The Ticket. Today, the low will be an almost nice 68 degrees in Miami. The lows will raise. Well, I don't know. They're not going to.
The lows will raise.
Lows are going
to
raise.
The lows the next couple days won't drop into the 60s. They'll stay around the 70s. That's your Exogen 5-day
hey,
forecast.
How about in
the
3 o'clock hour you do it in English? Did you get the sponsor in there?
Yeah, I got it.
Did I do the code word?
Yes.
The what'd you say?
The lows will raise.
What'd you say after that? It didn't get any better.
The lows won't drop into the 60s the next couple days. They'll stay. They'll float around the 70s.
Okay. Brian Geltzeiler is the Hoops critic. You can see him on NBA TV. You hear him on SiriusXM NBA Radio. We're going to talk, and he's one of our favorite guests. We absolutely love talking basketball with Geltzy. So he is going to join us in the next segment for 15 minutes of Heat. Let me talk about All-American Roofing before we get to Geltzy. You know, here in South Florida, the weather is always a big deal. Sometimes you don't even understand what the weather is. Depending on who's delivering you the weather, you may not even understand what's going on. But if you know that on a rainy day your roof might be leaking, or if you worry that on a heavy rainy day you might start to experience a roof leak, you really should call my friends at All American Roofing. You don't want to take a chance on your roof. And maybe, you know, the last few years and hurricane season and whatnot have done a number on your roof and you've been waiting for the right time. Now's the right time. All American Roofing is the way to go. They've been in service for almost 30 years. They've got a team of licensed and insured roofing contractors, and they're always available to provide the best in customer service. They've got emergency services available 7 days a week. But maybe you just want to get an estimate on a brand new roof, or maybe you want to get an estimate on a repair because you've been putting it off for a while. Look, estimates, they're always free. They use Wygreen financing if you need home improvement financing. Wygreen makes it easy and affordable to finance home improvements that you want, providing increased security, savings, and comfort for you and your family. Your home, I know it's probably your most precious investment. Wygreen takes a more personal and inclusive approach to home improvements financing for energy efficiency upgrades and climate resiliency. So call All American Roofing right now, 954-772-ROOF. That's 954-772-ROOF, or check them out online at allamericanroof.com. All right, we're going to do 15 minutes of Heat next right here on Hockman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
All right, we'll bring on our guy here. We haven't talked to him since 2019.
Yeah. Gotta bring him on more often.
Brian Geltzeiler. You can see him on NBA TV. You can hear him on SiriusXM NBA Radio. You can follow him on Twitter at HoopsCritic. He's going to join us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms. at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. 15 minutes of heat. We do it every day around this time. The Heat are on the road tonight. I was going to say in the road, and they're on the road. On the road in Indiana tonight. They are third in the East. Pacers are sixth. No Oladipo. Justice Winslow back. Game tips off at 7 p.m. tonight. And here is the aforementioned Brian Geltzeiler. Hello, Geltzy.
Hello, boys. How we doing?
Very good. You celebrated a birthday yesterday, too, right?
I did, man. I'm getting old. I'm old as dirt.
Look at you, man. Birthdays, when we when you start getting up there, they don't matter anymore. Like, you don't want the birthdays to roll around.
It's kind of an excuse to, like, eat bad and do stuff for myself. But beyond that, it's, you know, really just that's it. You know, they kind of come, they go, and the years keep marching on, you know?
A humbling day.
It is a humbling day.
It is. You know, listen, I strained something in my hip the other day, get myself up off the crapper. I mean, age humbles you.
I told a story on the air. We you know, sometimes we're coming back from commercial break, and Crowder will say to Solana, hey, how much time I have to go pee? How much time we have in the break? And Solana will go, minute 45, you're fine. And so, you know, Crowder will bolt down there. I'll be back in time for the segment to start. The other day I asked Solana, I go, hey, I got to go pee. How much time? He's like, oh, you're fine. You got a minute and a half. I go, a minute and a half? I'm 50.
You're not fine,
I'm 50,
right?
50 years old. Like the first 45 seconds, I'm just trying to talk it out.
Correct. It's like you're just kind of coaxing it and rooting for it.
Yeah.
And even when it starts to come, a guy like Crowder at his age, he's got a much better stream than guys like you and
God.
It comes flying out.
Then listen, they don't even call mine a stream anymore. It's more like a...
It's rooting for it.
I'm rooting for it. I'm doing cheers.
You have to encourage it. You do. Yeah, it becomes verbal because it feels like it's there, but it ain't coming.
Yeah, man. Humbling. That was the perfect word. Humbling.
I can wait for that.
Well, happy birthday, Geltzy. Brian Geltzy.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
So we haven't talked to you in a while, and when we had talked to you last, it was probably around the beginning of December. Since we've talked to you, the Heat have kept up this pretty torrid pace that they were on, 17-1 at home. Are you buying them? Like, have you seen enough of the Heat this season to be a buyer, or it's still, hey, a lot of season to go. I'm not ready to buy in yet.
Yeah, it's tough not to buy in right now. Just because it's, first of all, we're at a point where we're getting close to halfway, guys, and the sample size is significant. And they play a brand of basketball that, let's face it, in terms of staying on this pace and then competing in the playoffs, that is sustainable. It really is. And yes, having a centerpiece in Jimmy Butler is an enormous help, and how well-rounded his game is, not only on both sides of the floor, but within what he does offensively for you as a guy that leads and initiates your offense is extremely helpful thing for this team. But the way the young guys have burst onto the scene and done what they've done, I mean, listen, I picked Bam Adebayo as my pick for the most improved player in the league going into the season. He's been all that and more. Now, I don't even know if I'd give it to him now because of what Gilgeous Alexander has done in Oklahoma City, but that doesn't take away from the fact that Adebayo's been incredible, and he's taken it to a different level. None of us anticipated Kendrick Nunn making this type of impact. Tyler Hero has settled into what's an incredibly comfortable role, and these are the types of guys that teams are dying to get their hands on. And let's face it, Duncan Robinson has been just a revelation from the start. But you know what? They've gotten some decent minutes out of Myers Leonard, Olynyk's hanging in there. And as you just said, they're getting Winslow back tonight. They've been without Winslow a whole bunch. And it's funny because with the trade deadline coming down the pike, you look at where they are in certain situations. Like Goran Dragic is the perfect expiring contract to float out there to somebody if you want to do something and add one of these young players into maybe getting yourself an additional star in this team if there's one available. But with the way he settled into the six-man role, I don't know that you want to upset that apple cart either. So really the momentum of where they've gotten, and it's kind of a tough period of time for this management team to take a look at where they are and say, if we're truly one player away from being able to compete to come out of the East, then our time is a lot sooner than we thought it was going to be, and we do have to look at maybe moving one or two of these young guys to be able to bring that in. That's kind of where the Heat have come. So if I'm having that conversation with you guys, yeah, this is sustainable, and I believe.
And with Spo's 8-man rotation, now night in and night out, Gelsey, he's putting 8 in the game. Are there any concerns that come up with that? They're playing well on one side, but the fatigue on the other side, I have to have some concern with.
The thing is, Channing, as you get a guy like Winslow back and you expand it out to 9, I think that Spo is one of these guys that he understands the big picture in terms of coaching 82 in a playoff. I think for right now, this was such a new group when you see what's here. And, you know, Jimmy as a new leader, Nunn as being a guy that's relatively new here. Tyler Hero is a rookie. You know, Robinson, I know, was there last year, but the roles become very different. Leonard's a new player. When you get in that situation, it's not unlike what the Lakers did. Come out like a house of fire and establish the fact that you're a very difficult team, especially in your own building. And how do you do that as a head coach? You play your good players a lot of minutes. Like, you know, the thing is, hindsight's always 20/20. You can look back and be like, well, if we knew we were going to be 26-10 and we were going to play this well up till now, well, maybe we would have looked to preserve some guys. Well, would you still have been 26-10 if you were looking to preserve some guys? You know what I mean? So I think as you go forward here, you make the next best right move. But I think for the Heat, it was very important in coming off last season to establish yourself as a tough team to play in the Eastern Conference. And to do that, you need your best guys on the floor. So, and plus, You factor in what they've had to deal with injuries in certain spots, with Winslow missing a ton of time, with Dragic missing some time. I mean, these are two key guys to your team that you've had to live without. You started the season without Jimmy Butler for a little while. Like, you've had to kind of get through that. Well, how do you do that? You play your best players.
Brian Geltzeiler is with us. You see him on NBA TV. You have been a very outspoken fan of Eric Spoelstra. And you mentioned him there in your answer. Does this particular season put to bed any notion that Spo can only succeed with the big three? Again, I know we're not at the halfway point yet, but you've been a big fan of his. In the pantheon of NBA head coaches, where is Spo in your mind?
Remains top five to me, guys, and I didn't think he needed this season to put that behind him. I mean, I thought a couple of years back, 30-11 in the last 41 made that a non-issue. I mean, it's the thing about Spo. I always say this about Spo, guys: he never gets too high and he never gets too low. And it's that whole even keel frame of mind, that whole when the poop's hitting the fan, and Eric Spoelstra is as calm could be to be that fulcrum for guys that they can kind of look to for some hope when things don't seem good. And then on the flip side, when things are going great, that guy to ground you and remind you that you're not as good as you feel like you are, and you still need to continue to put the work in and put the time in. That type of thinking is not just big picture 82 game thinking. That's quarter to quarter, play to play type of thinking in terms of how you have to execute. And that's what he brings. And he's a brilliant tactician. And I never bought that in a million years. Listen, guys, I will say this. Think about how many coaches LeBron James has had through the course of his career. The toughest job in sports is coaching LeBron James. People think it's easy. It's not easy, because he's never going to come out and tell you exactly what he thinks you should do, but he's evaluating everything you do, and if he doesn't like it, he will be passive-aggressive about it, and he will summer in your locker room. You can ask a lot of different coaches that it didn't work for him under David Blatt, Luke Walton. This is stuff that LeBron does. Eric Spoelstra managed to function really well with LeBron, even when LeBron wanted him out, and he never let that be something that he got in his feelings over. LeBron wanted him out. Pat Riley had his back. As long as he knew Riley had his back, he knew he could stay the course and do what he had to do. Spoelstra manages people as well as any coach in the league. Again, excellent tactician, very good with video, and really, really good communicating to players and letting guys understand roles. And you guys know I'm a huge fan. I could wax poetic about the guy forever. I just think he does a fantastic job up and down the line. I think Miami's very lucky to have him, and I don't think they're getting rid of him anytime soon.
And Gelsey, I need you to wax poetic about this damn zone defense. Every time I watch the Heat play, every commentator, they praise Spo running a zone in the NBA. We had Jim Larinaga on last week. He praised Spo for running the zone in the NBA. Why is that so impressive, Gelsey, to run a zone in the NBA?
Well, all right. So here's the best way to look at it, Channing. This is why zone is difficult in the NBA. Two reasons. Number one, there's a defensive three-second rule. So what's the most common zone that everybody likes to run from youth basketball up to the highest levels of college? A 2-3, right? And the simplest part of a 2-3 is you're slamming your biggest guy in the middle of that zone, and you got two other guys that, you know, hopefully of decent size that are next to them on the blocks and the wings stretching out to the corner. But here's the thing in the NBA, with a defensive three-second rule, that guy in the middle has to be tracking a man at all times. So you have to be really careful with how you function with that. So it's really not a true 2-3. So when you can get a guy, you need an active big to be able to jump in and out of the middle of that zone. The Heat have accomplished that with Bam Adebayo. And listen, they played a game last week against Philadelphia. It was a very exciting game. They changed that game in the fourth quarter going to zone. The other thing that's hard that makes zone tough in the NBA is there's been a premium put on good shooting in the league. And so when you're going to play a 2-3 type of zone, it gets harder to get out on shooters. So that's the other issue that comes into play here. But for the Heat, when you have good, aggressive individual defenders, you know, Butler's a good defender. Kendrick Nunn's a good defensive player. You know, when Winslow gets back, you'll see that out of him. And the other thing is zones can hide weaker defensive players like Goran Dragic. Listen, I'm not the hugest fan of Hero's defense at this point. Not to say it can't get better, but you can hide some of that also. So listen, I think the way they play zone, and the other thing that was impressive about that Philly win last week was he was going possession, zone, and man to keep Philly totally off rhythm. And that's one of the things, the changing of defenses constantly is a very hard thing to do in the NBA because, you know, players get used to doing things a particular way. When they have to jump from strategy to strategy, sometimes that execution and the mental focus to do that isn't always there. So zone's not an easy thing to execute in the league. We're starting to see a lot more of it. Carlisle playing a whole bunch of in Dallas right now. I saw Milwaukee get back in a Christmas Day game against Philadelphia, not coincidentally, by the way, going into a 2-3 zone. You're going to start to see more and more of this around the league now. With the advent of athletic bigs has kind of given you that the big that can jump in and out of the paint without getting a defensive 3-second call and track players in the paint much more efficiently than the old school 2-3.
Brian Geltzeiler, you see him on NBA TV. You hear him on SiriusXM NBA Radio. Quickly, before we run out of time, so Sunday night, the Heat disposed of Portland. Two-pronged question here, because you saw Melo had a game-winner last night. Melo, is that an inspired acquisition by Portland? And Portland still on the outside looking in the West. Are they going to make the playoffs?
I think it's tough. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs because I think actually San Antonio is a better team. As much as San Antonio struggled as poorly as they've played, I think they're a better team. Portland made some mistakes in the offseason, and as much as Melo's helping them right now, and they did need a third big-time shot maker, as you saw last night, as much as Melo's helping them, they're a miserable defensive basketball team. And they went and got rid of their two strongest perimeter defenders in Harkless and Aminu, and really didn't bring anybody in to replace him. They thought they were going to play this ultra-big approach with Collins and Whiteside with the hope that Nurkic gets back, but you need good perimeter defenders. Lillard and McCollum are not strong individual defenders, and you guys know from having Whiteside down there, and I've talked with you guys about Whiteside, you know, for whatever, however nice the numbers look, this guy's a clear block chaser. He's running around chasing blocks all the time, and it breaks down team defense. So for the Blazers here, unless they do something drastic at the deadline, and I just don't know that move is out there for them, I think this is not going to end well this season for them. I really don't. I'm not, you know, McCollum has not had a good follow-up year to what he was able to do last year. And again, it comes down sometimes to if you can defend. Scheme is great, but if you don't have the appropriate defensive personnel to be able to get out and get after guys on that end of the floor, it's really hard in this league, and I think Portland's got a problem.
Geltzy, on this day 40 years ago, the Intellivision video game system was released.
Oh, God. Crowder doesn't understand.
Doesn't understand.
Oh, my God. There was no better video game than Intellivision Football.
Oh, my God. The best.
It was the best video game ever, right, Hawk?
Best. Yeah, I mean, for what we used to play with football with that Atari 2600 and the Intellivision Football, the screen would scroll every 10 yards. You remember that? Oh.
Yes, like, I did. I did. And you had to roll out on every pass.
Yes.
And throw it to the opposite end of the field to be able to get it by the defensive back.
Yeah, the little overlay on the keypad with the disc on the controller. Oh, I mean, heaven. And in television, baseball was pretty damn good, too.
Was pretty damn good, too. But the football was classic. The football was absolutely classic.
That was the game changer. And I think football came with the console, if I remember correctly. I may be
it
wrong.
Did.
But, yeah,
it did. And it was fantastic. It really was.
Well, happy birthday yesterday to Geltzy, and happy birthday today to Mattel in television. Brian Geltzeiler, follow him on Twitter at HoopsCritic. You can listen to him on SiriusXM NBA Radio. Watch him on NBA TV as well. Thank you always for making time for us, Geltzy. We appreciate it.
Always my pleasure, guys. We'll do it again soon. Happy New Year to both. Take care.
There you go. Brian Geltzeiler from SiriusXM NBA Radio on this very special day, the 40th anniversary of Intellivision. Just makes
smiling,
me smile.
Man.
I'm telling you, this was a game changer.
When did you stop playing video games?
This was, probably around college. In
but
college.
Like what system was, what system was your last system?
Like where I was really into it, like buying games myself, Nintendo, the original Nintendo.
Gray, the gray box.
The gray box with Tetris.
But you had to
blow
out?
Yeah, the cartridge was malfunctioning. Here's how you fix a malfunctioning Nintendo cartridge. Oh, you know what? No, I think I was buying PlayStation games every now and then. I think I'll take that back. The original PlayStation was like CDs. You would put CDs.
Early 90s?
Yeah, I think I was playing that as well. And that was about the end of that. But
I'm gonna do this math, Hawk. This sounded funny.
Well, I was probably married. Like, I was married playing PlayStation.
On.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
I make fun of those guys now.
I mean, it was fun. I don't know.
Life,
why.
Baby. You got a life.
Yeah,
you got
okay.
Some children. You got mouths to feed.
I'll go wrestle an alligator with you in the UF Lake.
Now you're getting things done.
That sounds like fun. It's a Canes thing. You just wouldn't understand. You wouldn't understand.
Video games?
You just don't understand. You don't understand.
Publix pulled out all the stops. This football season, they brought out the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. For the first time, it was in all of South Florida's Publix. If you haven't tasted it, they still have it around. They're going to keep it going through the entire football season, even though the Dolphins are out of it. Go try the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. Crispy chicken tenders, boar's head bacon, crisp lettuce, tomatoes, cheddar cheese, and tasty garlic parmesan sauce. It will set off any tailgate, any watch party, hell, dinner tonight. It is a delicious sub. My kids, my wife, they love the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. You got to check it out at Publix, the official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins. But if you're having a watch party or tailgate, go to Publix. You've been eating Pub Subs. The Miami Dolphin Pub Sub is delicious, but you've been eating all the subs for years. The chicken, the rotisserie chicken, the fried chicken, the chicken wings. They have all the platters that feed dozens of people. Drinks, ice, beer, chips, snack size. Publix has it all for your watch party and tailgating needs. And if you can't get to Publix, Publix.com has changed me and my wife's life. We can have a date night. We can go hang out with the kids, go to the zoo, go fishing. And we can also have our watch party or tailgate that night because Publix.com will deliver. Moms and dads, you will love Publix.com. Find all your tailgating and watch party needs at Publix and Publix.com, where shopping is a pleasure.
Quick break, and we'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
You think of Coneheads. Saturday, February 1st, 790 The Ticket and Radio.com present The Night Before at the BB&T Center. That's going to be starring the Zac Brown Band. You can join us for the biggest big game pre-party in South Florida. That's the night before the big game. Radio.com does this big concert every year, wherever the big game is, and this year it happens to be here. So it's called The Night Before, and it'll be the Grammy Award winner Zac Brown Band. Tickets for the show are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. They're going fast. The Night Before is presented by Radio.com and AM790 and FM1043 HD2. The Ticket, which happens to be us. At 3 o'clock, Ben Volen is going to join us. He covers the NFL and the New England Patriots for the Boston Globe. What's your guess? I'm not going to tell you what Vegas says right now. What's your guess on Tom Brady
Does he end up in New England next season? He's going to play. He made it very clear today he's going to play.
Yes.
New England.
He goes back to New England.
My take on this, I think I may have shared this before. I really believe this. Tom Brady, how old is he? He's 44?
43.
43? Yeah. He has watched, you know, everyone from Dwayne Wade and LeBron James and, you know, Kawhi Leonard, all these famous athletes go on free agency recruiting trips, for lack of a better term. Yeah. They have exercised their rights as athletes when it's their window of opportunity to let the world know. And remember, it doesn't always end well, right? Like, there, to me, is some similarities between Tom Brady and D. Wade when he ended up leaving for Chicago, which is, yeah, I'm not really interested in the hometown discount anymore. I've done it. I've renegotiated my contract, and I'm talking as Tom Brady, a million times before. And I think at some point in his career, I mean, he's kind of made it clear through surrogates, he wants to be the highest paid player at some point. Mm-hmm. And he's not. He's Michael Jordan. Am I incorrect in that?
No.
He's Michael Jordan.
Or Kobe Moore. Remember, he wanted to be one of the highest paid players at the end of his career?
But I'm saying talent-wise and what he's meant to the league.
Yes.
Talent-wise and what he's meant to the league.
I'll argue this all day. Tom Brady's the best quarterback that ever touched a football, in my mind.
He's MJ.
Yes.
He
is
MJ.
Yes, to that point, yes.
And he's never had a moment where you even needed to hear. And you get to the – Dwayne Wade needed to hear this, and he didn't get it. Tom Brady is saying, tell me how important I am to you. Yeah. And Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick are probably saying what Pat Riley and Mickey Arison were saying to D. Wade or through surrogates. Do you really need to know? I mean, of course you're the most meaningful thing, person that's ever, you know, donned this uniform. And D. Wade was saying, no, but I really want to see your appreciation. And then that season, they showed up at Hassan Whiteside's doorstep at midnight. And while you didn't need to know, you go, well, look at what D. Wade has made in his career. And look at the endorsements he's gotten because he's, you know, won the – look, they brought in Shaq to pair with – you know, like you can make the case for both sides. Tom Brady, I think, is saying, shout from the rooftops how important I am to you. I know it. You know it. But I want to hear you shout it from the rooftops. And to even make it a little more crucial at this point, I'm going to let everyone know, hey, you want to have a meeting with me, San Diego, or wherever they are? I'll go talk to you.
Yeah.
You want to have meetings, Chicago, Indianapolis, Tampa Bay, wherever? You know what I mean? Like, I'll take all the meetings. I want to flirt a little bit. Yeah. I have been the doting husband for how long? 15 seasons, 20 seasons, however long is.
I think 19,
20? 19 seasons. Yeah. I've been the doting husband. I've never strayed. I got to flirt at least a little bit.
But, and to your analogy, I'm glad you brought up the doting husband. He has an amazing wife.
That's the thing.
And that's where I'm with you 100%. When he goes and dates, when he goes in Vrabel in Tennessee, if he goes to Tennessee because him and Vrabel are friends, Josh McDaniels gets some other job, some OC job somewhere else, or gets one of the head coaching gigs, and he goes and sees, I was married to Kraft and Belichick.
Yep. And now I'm
gonna leave them for
the Glazers in Tampa.
The Glazers and Arian. I don't know if I'm upgrading.
Right. No, and I'm with you.
I'm
with you. It's the oldest adage, right? The grass isn't always greener on the other side.
Yeah.
But everyone, even Tom Brady. Now, again, I don't have any proof of this. This is my own theory. But I would tell you, anyone, even Tom Brady, needs to feel loved and wanted. As silly as that sounds, because you would go, how could you not feel that? You've probably sold more jerseys than any other Patriot combined. Like, how much more adulation does one need? But what would be the other reason for this? Like, every relationship, you get 19 years into a relationship, and there is no sex involved, by the way. You get 19 years into a relationship when there's no sex involved. With 13 years with no sex involved?
I'm 13
she's pregnant, so I know.
We get after
unless it's immaculate. But you really, you get into a, and you see it with rock bands, you see it with actors on TV, ensemble shows. You get 19 years into any relationship, there becomes strains. Mm-hmm. But for me, all I see is a guy that wants to be not just told as usual, wants it to be broadcast worldwide. Hey, you're the most important thing in this franchise. You're more important than me, Robert Kraft. You're more important than Bill Belichick. We will do anything. If we have to pay, like you said, the Kobe contract that hamstrung the Lakers. They had to do it, though, because Kobe said, I want this.
But why do it at 43?
I don't know.
Why not do it at 35 when he was at the prime of his life?
And this is when he became needy. Like, this is when it happened. Anyway, Ben Volen is going to join us, talk about it in the next segment.
Tom Brady was 2 years old when J&K Rue. I had to do the math. My math's been off all day.
Your math has been off all day.
Tom Brady was 2 years old.
How about you lay off the math for the rest of the day?
J&K Roofing has been South Florida's premier roofing company for 41 years. J&K Roofing, really, for 41 years now, they've been fixing, replacing, and restoring roofs here in South Florida. And they do residential, they do commercial, they do big jobs, they do small jobs. But one thing they figured out is what customers want. Quality and service. And when I talked to Donnie and he said that, I said, it's genius. And that's what J&K gives you. High quality roofing material and extremely skilled workers, reliable, safe, experienced, respectful, professional workers. They're going to come out and get your roof looking amazing. And J&K is never going to spring up hidden charges on you. They're not going to give you one price on Tuesday, double it Thursday, quadruple it in a couple weeks. J&K doesn't do that. They've been in South Florida for 41 years, and they're going to continue to make their customers happy. And in South Florida now, you have the hurricanes, you have the temperature change, you have all the moisture. It is a very different place to do roofs. J&K specializes in roof restorations and waterproofing. They will get your roof working to perfect order and get rid of the mold and moss that will cause future damage. And if a branch falls during some hurricane or tropical storm, they're not going to say you need a brand new roof. They're going to fix that place. They're going to waterproof that roof. They're going to get your palace safe, and they're going to put their shingles back on. They're going to get you in perfect working order. Shingle roofs, gravel roofs, tile roofs, they do them all, residential and commercial. And for the commercial customers, J&K is a 40-plus year business. They'll come meet with you and make sure that while they're restoring and repairing your roof, they're not going to disrupt your business. They're going to find a time when they can get you right and not stop your business. J&K Roofing is the best roofing company in the world. Give Donio or Julio a call. Donnie or Julio a call.
Donio.
Nah, I was rolling, baby. Give Donnie or Julio a call at 954-961-ROOF. now you got me. 954-961-ROOF. That's 954-961-7663 for J&K Roofing. Leave me alone.
We may have to repeat some of your better moments later on in today's show.
Well, a light skin wonder.
The Hockman and Crowder simulcast begins next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.